You're listening to The Mainstream with Brett Mabee, and a quick shout out to all friends of the show, including those dialed into KTXT 88.1 FM in and around Lubbock, Texas. There's a lot more great music to enjoy together before the hour's through, and for your consideration and approval, I'll be getting one in from Marion before officially signing out. In this block is Chris Dorkson, and this one from Violet Knight. Their single Vampire was released last year, and it's a staple in the rotation, so we're going to kick things off in a rock and roll kind of way. Don't go anywhere. I'll join you one last time before we part ways today on The Mainstream.
Coming closer, pull me under, I think you're wrapped around my heels. It's the little things that numb the pain, forgetting what is real. Does it still keep you up at night? It's getting better, just give it time. Vampire, need a liar with a cross around your neck. Desire, getting higher while you're burning in my head now. Sweating like it's coming to an end now. Baby, please come back to bed. Never listen, what's it like down on your knees? And you're sorry, same old story. Oh, won't you say that please? Does it still keep you up at night? It's getting better, just give it time. Vampire, need a liar with a cross around your neck. Desire, getting higher while you're burning in the head now.
I'd rather watch Real Housewives.
You're so-
Liar, Camille.
'Cause it's not like in the movies. You come over, try to fix me. So you thought this would be easy. Honey, where's the fun in that? So I'm told I kill the mood. I only darken every room I'm in. If you can face the facts, go ahead. And baby, dive in. Baby, dive. Oh, baby, dive in. Baby, dive. And I want this to work, babe. I'm the worst. Don't get your hopes up, 'cause I think we're cursed if I pull you closer. And you're so dive in, baby, dive. Oh, baby, dive. Changes love, changes what, changes.
things, and time changes life.
Hey guys, this is Shawnee Kiss from Edmonton, Alberta, from the Grand River Six Nations. I am Mohawk, and you are listening to Native Voice One.
Visions album, rewinding a few years, it's Chris Dorkson's Riff Raff, bringing my time with you to an end on the mainstream. We also heard Holly Humberston and Aisha Banks' Dive, a single that we got into the rotation back in October. And it was also Violet Knight's Vampire getting us into that block of unforgettable music. Thank you so much for joining me today. I trust you'll make it back sooner than later. And as always, tell your friends and family that we like to have a lot of fun reimagining what mainstream music can look and sound like. There's going to be a lot more music for us to enjoy together, but as it is, I do have to step out of the studio for a little bit. And as promised, I do have one more great moving song that's going to be introduced into the rotation for the first time today. We'll also be hearing from Miles Kane and his latest release that was in fact produced by Black Keys frontman Dan Auerbach. Also a track from Vahdani and Monkey Man, but right now it's Marion, a.k.a. Dylan Ward, a talented indigenous singer-songwriter who's Mi'kmaq and based out of Fredericton. The band Marion's known for their introspective indie pop and cinematic flair. Enjoy Late Bloomer and don't go anywhere. I'll be back with you soon on the mainstream.
Captain Ra from Kuik, and you're listening to Native Voice One. Thank you.
Bueno, queridas amigas, mi nombre es Rafael Cassiani Cassiani, fundador, director y la primera voz del Sexteto Tabalá de San Basilio de Palenque. Sexteto se formó en San Basilio de Palenque. El primer sexteto que lo formaron los tíos míos fue en el año 27. Y por medio de Juan Bacallao vinieron unos cubanos a trabajar aquí en El Ingenio y se hicieron amigos con los tíos míos. Según le trajeron el formato y los tíos míos vieron el formato, no ve si esto nosotros lo podemos hacer. Salieron, cogieron, hicieron todos los instrumentos de sexteto. El carpintero le dieron para que hiciera la marimba, le hizo la marimba y comenzaron ese sexteto. Y ellos eran cuatro y eran hermanos de mi papá. Y ellos cuando iban a practicar, practicaban en la casa. Yo tenía edad de 8 años. Y ellos me metían en el medio y me decían, sobrino, ponga atención, que nosotros lo vamos a enseñar para que este legado no se pierda. Bueno, y esa gente, toda esa gente fallecieron, todo. Entonces dejaron con los instrumentos. Pero había unos cuantos muchachos que sabían, pero no estaban en el sexteto, pero ellos sabían, para que este legado no se vaya a perder, nosotros seguimos, levantamos los instrumentos y seguimos. Nosotros montamos el grupo y seguimos con su grupo Sexteto. Era Sexteto Habanero el nombre, porque no buscamos más nombres, sino Sexteto Habanero, como era el primer sexteto. Entonces llega a buscar a los muchachos, estos muchachos nuevos. Hombre, para que el sexteto no se pierda, vamos a seguir con tanto tiempo.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.